Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Crystal.
Hi, Crystal. My name is Marilyn Harold, and I normally get the Omax Health, and I don't think I've received it in a couple of months, and I'm wondering what's going on.
Okay. Yes, Sam. Can we start with your email address, please, Sam?
I don't think you have my email address. I think you got my phone number, and I think you got my, that's what you got. I don't remember.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I found you with your phone number. Thank you so much, Ms. Marilyn.
Okay. Try 301-336-4940.
Thank you, ma'am. And could you verify your address, please, ma'am?
10101 Scotch Hill Drive, two words, Upper Marlboro, Maryland, 20774.
Thank you, ma'am. And yes, ma'am, I did locate an account for us here, but it's saying we switched over to a new system, and you have a subscription, is that correct?
Well, I was getting it supposedly every 2 months or something like that.
Okay, let's go and look in the old system and see.
Okay.
You don't have an email address at all, ma'am?
I don't give it out because they give it out to other people, okay? I'm a senior citizen, and I'm not on the computer like that.
Okay, yes, ma'am, I understand totally. Okay, and let's see if we can get this to come up with our old system here for us. It'll take just a moment to pull it up.
Okay.
Because the new system, it looks like you have to have a new email address. You have to have an email address to be able to get a subscription, but they have been calling customers. But
well, they didn't call me
and
leave no message. I get so many calls right now that if I don't recognize it, I do not answer. And if they don't leave a message, you understand? And so
I haven't gotten any calls. I feel the same way. And I have a daughter who just got a cell phone, and I tell her, please do not answer the number if you don't know it.
Right.
But you can't trust people.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
You have no idea anymore. Let's see. And which products were you getting, ma'am?
Hold on. I was only getting the – let me look at the box. It's OMAX3 Ultra Pure Omega 3 Supplement.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And see, it's not showing me exactly what in the old account here. I'm still waiting on it to come up. That's why we changed over systems, because this one is moving really slow. But it is showing me that to be able to have a subscription, you have to have an email address now, but we could do a one-time purchase if you wanted and just call us when you needed it.
Okay, and I still want the same price. I usually get two of them. So whenever I call you, if I call you a week in advance, I still could be able to get them?
Yes, and you'd still be able to get them, but I'm not sure if it'll be the same price since it was a subscription without that email.
Okay, well, tell me this. If it's not a subscription, how much would it be? Because
okay.
I was getting them for $48.
Okay, yes, and you were getting the Ultra Pure.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see exactly. Okay, now Omega 3 supplement. One box is $39.95.
And it's three packs in there, right?
Yes, ma'am.
$39.95?
Yes, ma'am. That's the price on it for the
okay.
one-time purchase.
So did I got to pay shipping and all that?
No, ma'am. It would just be $39.95 would be the total price.
Because I was getting them for $48. So that's gone down?
Were you getting two boxes, though? Because this is just for one.
I think I was getting two boxes. Yeah, I was getting two boxes.
Yes, ma'am. And now it's the one box.
A two-month supply was what I was getting.
Okay, yes, ma'am, because it's showing me 2 months would be, let me go back here and look at the two boxes, which would be a two-month supply, would be, oh, wow. Okay, I guess the price has increased. It shows it would be, oh, wow, that can't be right. I'm showing, let me go back here and look one more time to make sure.
$80, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, now.
$79.90.
If I give you an email address, I can still get them for the $48 for a two-month supply?
I'm not sure if it'd still be the same price. We could check and see because it doesn't show me the subscriptions until we get on there.
Okay. Can I give you that information? And if I don't get it, I don't want to be contacted. You know, if, okay, what do you want to know? My email address?
Yes, Ian, please.
Is mvherald@verizon.net.
At verizon.net. Are you where you could check your emails, ma'am?
What do you want me to check?
Oh, you would have to, for me to be able to log in for the subscription, you would have to be able to, since you don't have an account, we would have to create one for you.
Okay, and what does that mean?
I would have to send you an invite to that email address. It would be an email for you to log in for me to be able to get your password, and we'd have to set that up.
I don't want to go through all that.
You don't want to go through, okay. You want me to delete that email back out?
And there's no way you can do this without me doing a password and all that. That's
no,
I,
ma'am.
I don't want to do all that. I'm going to do it at a later date. I'm not going to do it right now, okay?
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Well, if you need any help, you just give us a call back.
Will do. Thanks.
Thank you, ma'am, for calling Omex Health. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye.